there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. Words, my friends in Christ, taken from today's Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This past week, I was talking with a fellow traditional priest about a happily married traditional Catholic layman that the both of us know. And this priest told me the story, about this man, who is a real character. He has quite a sense of humor. And he proposed starting a volunteer service for young traditional Catholics who are dating and who are engaged. And this service would offer to these young people a series of pictures of himself. What he proposed doing is he said, well, to bring this whole business of married life a bit down to earth for you, he would start the series of pictures with a picture of him as a young man who, when he was dating and when he was married. And then this series would continue until about age 45, the age at which he is now, and digitally he would age before your eyes. And he said that this would bring things down to earth a bit because then you could see, as the years go by, what he looks like is at 45, and you could see his face and his waistline expand in proportion to his hairline receding. Now, he thought that this would be a good, realistic thing for young traditional Catholics to take a look at. And he said that he would tries to put the positive side of this on to his wife by telling her that, well, don't think of me as being fat, but that there's just a lot more of me to love. The most important decision that you're going to make in your life is choosing the person that you're going to marry. If you're young, it's never too early to think about this, I suppose. How are you going to decide this? And if your parents who have children of marriageable age, what kind of advice are you going to give to them? What should they look for? How pick the person that I should marry? It's a very important question. I heard a statistic yesterday on the radio, Catholic speaking, who said that now, statistically, 40-50% of marriages end in divorce. And this includes people who are nominally Catholic. There's no difference, statistically, between nominally Catholic and the rest of the society. So it's important to get a figure things out and to get your principles set. What are you going to look for? First of all, when it comes to choosing a partner for life, use your head. Use your head before you allow your heart to follow. We're creatures of reason first, and we have an intellect and we have a will. And when choosing a partner, thinking about marriage and the prospect of marriage, you have to use your head. You have to figure out what the principles are. So that's the first thing. Learn to use your head. The second, when you make a judgment, don't judge by appearances. Don't judge by appearances. Certainly don't judge by looks. Certainly not on the advice of that married Catholic layman, friend of ours, right? Looks disappear. I tell young people who come to me for instructions for marriage that, you know, you can't base it on that. You can't base your marriage on that because very quickly she's going to get fat and you're going to get bald, right? And so there has to be more than that. Don't judge by appearances. Or other superficial considerations, a good job, that's something that can disappear, or charm, that can be very superficial. What you have to look for is character. You have to look for good character, sense of duty, sense of responsibility, dependability. The question is that, am I going to be happy with this person, not in the fairy tale sense of happiness, but in the real sense of human beings who actually live in this world. And in the long run, it's the character, the responsibility of the character. To figure this out and to see this for a young person, it takes discernment and it takes prayer. Discernment and prayer. And it takes time to figure this out. Now, the time of courtship and dating, of course, you're on your best behavior. You're on your best behavior. But you have to try to imagine a potential spouse in his or her natural habitat. Are you going to end up married to someone who's lazy or temperamental or selfish? You're not going to reform someone in marriage. If you think that I will reform her or I will reform him in marriage, forget it. It doesn't work that way. Thirdly, you have to look for someone who is an adult. By this, I mean not an adult in years, but an adult in outlook, someone who is mature. A person who is mature doesn't live for himself, but lives for other people and lives for Almighty God. That is the essence of maturity. Modern society, what you have is an extended babyhood. Expected almost to engage in the dating scene, which is an end in and of itself, instead of a preparation for marriage, for a long period of time. And you are encouraged to be irresponsible. You're encouraged to be irresponsible. You have to remember, though, to rise above that, and you look for someone who's an adult. An adult who lives for other people. Look for someone who will put the home life above everything. Above friends, family, hobbies, recreation. Someone who lives for the home and the family. In the husband and in the wife. You're both supposed to possess those qualities. Look for an adult, and then look for someone who loves children. Having children is the purpose of marriage. It's not something that's incidental, something that's by the way. And the purpose of kids in marriage is not to make the parents feel fulfilled, not to get that one trophy baby you can spoil and then feel fulfilled, but rather is to bring children into this world to make them citizens of the kingdom of heaven. To raise them up to know, love, and fear God, and serve God. And that is the purpose of marriage. So you have to look for someone who likes children and who has his head or her head screwed on right when it comes to the essence of having children. Fifthly, look for virtue. Virtue, charity, patience, generosity, consideration, all of those virtues. And not just in a superficial way, but in a profound way, in a way that's a part of the person's character. Sixthly, look for the practice of religion. Does your potential spouse attend Mass? Practice Catholic faith. That is, that really should be a part of it. You have to be on the same page when it comes to your religious life, because that is a part of your family life. That's the essence of it. The Mass attendance. You go to Mass with a potential spouse. And go to confession as well. If someone can't tell God he's sorry for his sins and promise to God that he's going to try to change his life, he's certainly not going to do it for you. So it's because the essence of living a good Christian life is to acknowledge our sinfulness, to repent, to seek the forgiveness of Almighty God, and to resolve to change our lives. Confession has to be a part of it. So young men and young women, potential spouses, have to go to confession. And prayer. You have to learn how to pray together. Prayer has to be a part of your family life. It should be a part of your courtship as well. Courtship and dating for good Catholics. You have to learn how to pray together. And a zeal for spiritual things and a zeal in faith. Now, you may not have these spiritual qualities initially at the beginning when you begin courting someone or when you begin engagement. But it's something that you certainly have to try to cultivate during this period. Mass attendance, confession, and so on. But marriage is a vocation. You have to help each other. Try to help each other to be virtuous in this life. A lot more could be said from what we have already said about married life. Reason, judging not by appearances, looking for an adult, look for someone who loves children, look for virtue, look for the practice of religion. Books, indeed, have been written on this. But the essence of it is that as you look forward to the prospect of seeking someone to marry, remember that marriage is a vocation. And for it to succeed, it has to be a triangle. That there's the husband, the wife, and God has to be part of it. And if you make God a part of your courtship, you make God a part of your marriage, you will fulfill the duties of your state of life. You will fulfill the vocation that Almighty God has given you. And you will be happy here and happy in the hereafter with your spouse as well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.